The Celts are soon to head to Ibrox, having first played there in season 1899-1900, when this ground first opened. The boys have some unique claims to fame for this venue, including to do with trophies. And in fact, the first Celtic visit ended in a big penalty controversy, something which would obviously never happen nowadays. This is the story of Celtic at Ibrox. Like Celtic Park, the current Ibrox is not the first location to bear this name. Rangers moved to the first Ibrox in 1887, the same year Celtic were formed. Then, in 1899, the Light Blues moved a short distance to the current site. The reason for this shift was simple. It was the need to compete with Celtic Park, a far bigger and more modern arena. In the days before fixed venues for internationals and cup finals, Rangers hoped this new ground would help them attract these games, and so bring in greater revenue. Season 1899-1900 was the last time Celtic went to the original Ibrox. A league match took place in September 1899 and ended in a 3-3 draw. However, later that season, Celtic were drawn to face Rangers in the Scottish Cup. That match would happen at the new Ibrox, which had opened right at the end of 1899. In the first game, Rangers beat Hearts 3-1 in an inter-city league match. The home team's Jack Wilkie became the first man to score and also get a hat-trick at the new venue. The early days of the new Ibrox show some modern-day contrasts in terms of crowds. In January 1900, Rangers strolled into the next round of the Scottish Cup by beating Maybole 12-0. 3,000 came out to watch this match. Yet at the same time, Partick Thistle attracted double this when they hosted Edinburgh team St Bernard's at Meadowside, a ground which is only a mile or so away from Ibrox as the crow flies. Even many Rangers directors chose to attend the Thistle match instead of their own. On the 24th of February 1900, Celtic travelled to Glasgow South Side for the Scottish Cup semi-final. A large crowd of 30,000 fans were attracted to this fixture, which proved to be an enthralling encounter. As one post-match report said, it was a splendid housewarming for the second Ibrox. The first half saw numerous chances, with Rangers having the better of the game. McArthur and Celtic's goal was especially praised for his role in keeping out the home team, although poor shooting from the Light Blues forwards was also blamed. As half-time arrived, neither side had managed to break the deadlock. When the second half began, both teams pressed to gain an advantage. However, it was the home crowd that first cheered as Alex Smith knocked the ball in to give them an advantage. This brought hopes of getting to the Scottish Cup final in what was already proving to be a very successful season for the Ibrox team. However, Celtic had other ideas and soon fought back. And in the boys' first Ibrox trip, they got a penalty. As a small piece of history, and based on reports from Rangers' other games at this new ground, this seems to be the first penalty awarded at the new venue. Rangers' Jock Drummond was penalised for handball as he tried to clear the ball with an overhead kick. This triggered a series of complaints and articles in various Scottish newspapers. The Scottish referee in particular protested that they didn't think the handball had been deliberate and so shouldn't have been penalised. But despite these grumbles, Johnny Campbell converted the penalty to make it 1-1, and then with 10 minutes remaining, things got even better for the boys in green. A corner into the box fell to Jack Bell, and his shot gave Celtic the lead, which seemed likely to seal victory as the minutes ran down. However, the match was not over, and with only seconds remaining, Rangers had one last attack. Despite good saves from Dan McArthur and Celtic's goal, John McPherson eventually smashed home the ball to make it 2-2. This meant that the Celts' first Ibrox trip ended in a draw. This tied fixture forced a replay, which took place 2 weeks later at Celtic Park. 35,000 spectators were present to watch a game, and there was no doubts about the winner. One headline noted Rangers routed as Celtic smashed their rivals 4-0. The Celts were so comfortable they could even afford to have two goals chopped off. Thanks to strikes from Hodge, two from McMahon and Bell, the green and white stripes were into the Scottish Cup final. Celtic's opponents for this match were Queen's Park, and they were both involved in an absorbing game. Celtic raced into a 3-1 half-time lead, but the Hampden men soon fought back, and at the end though, it finished 4-3 to the boys. Goals from Jock Bell, two from John Divers and another from Sandy McMahon helped Celtic retain the trophy, which was then their third victory in that competition. In fact, as another piece of history, this was the first final played at the new Ibrox, making Celtic the first team to win a trophy there. The final was also notable as being the last time that Queen's Park played in a Scottish Cup final. The Spiders' early dominance in the competition is shown in the fact that they remain the third most successful team in Scottish Cup history. However, this Scottish Cup final was not Celtic's first victory at the new Ibrox Stadium. The boys had already played Rangers in an inter-city league tie in March 1900, coming from behind to win 2-1. And once more, Celtic got a penalty, with the offence again being for a handball. This victory made the Celts the second team to win a competitive game at the second Ibrox, following Queen's Park's inter-city league victory earlier in the month. Interestingly, the Hampden men were the first team to beat Rangers competitively at both Ibrox scrims. Although it's worth noting that as Queen's Park were then famously an amateur team, this makes Celtic the first professional team to beat Rangers in a competitive game at Ibrox. Since those first visits in 1900, Celtic have played at that pitch multiple times, winning three more Scottish Cups and also the 1997 League Cup. The boys have faced numerous opponents at the ground, and that includes both versions of Rangers. Celtic's claim to fame for Ibrox are fairly unique. The boys were the first team to win a trophy there, the first professional team to beat Rangers in a competitive match, and the first team, perhaps most surprisingly, to get a penalty. But of course, when it comes to Ibrox, the most important game for Celtic is always the next one, and the hope is that this will lead to another win for the boys in green. To learn more about Celtic's history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X and also Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic history walking tours in different parts of Glasgow. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.